This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're where you want to be.
I knew this was going to play.
Baseball with the Royals. Want to be
having a great time.
You want to be
loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place, and we're the ones. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the
if you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be.
We're
where you want to be.
Hard here.
Baseball with the Royals.
That's where you want to be, because Josh Verner's with you all day. I'm sure he's going to be on our show, Cody and Gold show. He's going to have his own show tonight, live in Arizona, in spring trainer, at spring training. Vern's Hot Stove, 6 p.m. tonight. Vern, I have missed you, my man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I would like to know, what year that song came out.
80.
Any way, 80.
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's any way to get that group back together.
We'll ask Kurt Nelson, who came up with that song, because obviously he probably has them on speed dial. Sure. And then we can, you know, get them into the building. Or it could have just been like from 1980. Like, I always envision, Vern, and you're probably older and can rationalize this with me as well. There's probably about like three people standing around a microphone just singing jingles, and that was like number seven for the day. And then they went on to like the, you know, the Might All jingle or whatever came after that, you know?
I mean, next to what we do, that's kind of a dream job, to be
right.
A jingle writer, singer.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. It could also have been Kurt Nelson doing a Cody Tapp and just layering his own voice.
Could be.
Maybe Kurt has some pipes that we don't know about.
Yeah, he might, so you never know. Yeah, I would like to find that group, though. It would be fun.
All right, Vern, do me a favor. Jack Caglione's going to be on the opening day roster, isn't he?
I wouldn't think so, Dusty.
No, I know. He's not.
Dang it.
If he is, then something, I would imagine something catastrophic happened out here in Arizona as far as an injury. But, you know, it begins with a guy like Cags. All right, where does he play defensively? Well, right now he's a first baseman and a designated hitter. When you look at the big league club, first base is Vinny and Salvi. DH is... It could be a Jonathan India at times, Vinny, Salvi, Freddie Fermin. And, you know, as you guys touched on earlier in the week, this is a team that you can easily make the case is the best squad in the American League Central. I don't need to tell Cags Your first game is going to be in the midst of a division race. Yes, game one of the season, game 50 of the season. We need you to be a key cog in a playoff team. I don't see the need to do that just yet, but injuries and poor performance could elicit that need, and who knows what Cags does down in the minor leagues. Now, would I expect him to be on the opening day roster next season? Would I be shocked if he debuted this year? No. But there's just no need to fast track him right now for a squad that should fear nobody in the division.
Yeah, Vern, I was talking to somebody in the organization yesterday, and they said, as you did, no on the opening day roster. You know, unless catastrophic things happen, you don't want him on the opening day roster. But they also said, we're not opposed to bringing him up, you know, middle of the season if he's hitting well and doing all that kind of stuff, which was refreshing for me to hear that from someone in the organization, whereas we know in the past, maybe they weren't going to bring up players because they didn't want to get the clock ticking on them.
And Bob, you know this as well as anybody, just how different this franchise is under John Sherman than it was under the Glass family. That's no knock on the Glass family. That's praise for John Sherman. I brought this up to JJ out at the Royals rally a few weeks ago. It's my opinion, and well, Bob, you've been, I mean, Dusty, you guys have been here basically your whole life. This is the first time. This is the first, JJ, John Sherman, this combination, it's the first time we've seen the Royals win the offseason, right? Back-to-back years, they've won the offseason. When you compare them to the rest of the American League Central, back-to-back years of having the best offseason in the division, I don't think that's happened since Ewing Kauffman was the owner of this team. And again, that's not a knock on Glass. That's just John Sherman deserves to be talked about.
Yep.
Okay, he doesn't have the hardware that a Ewing Kauffman does, but his love of the city, his love of baseball, and his competitiveness, I think you can liken to Mr. K.
Oh, no question. And I've said it, I think probably this week, Vern, like for the first time since Ewing Kauffman was the owner, you feel good about where ownership is. And I talked to somebody again the other day in the organization. I said, it's really refreshing to have John in place where he's allowing you guys to go out and spend money and make the roster better and giving you that ability to go do that. Like, you know, you think back to all those years with Dayton, and everybody wants to say, well, Dayton didn't do this, Dayton didn't do that. Dayton wasn't allowed to do a lot of things. Let's just call it what it was. And JJ's getting the ability to have an owner that's allowing him to go out there and put a great product on the field. And that wasn't the case with the Glass family.
No, the moves, the great moves that Dayton made, he often and the team often had to part with a little bit more prospect-wise, or eat a little bit more money. Or they were always fighting with one hand tied behind their back, and it appears over the first, really, 5 years, consistently, right out of the gate, Mr. Sherman spent some money on free agency. It was ill-advised where that money ultimately went,
right.
But he has untethered this front office and allowed them to compete with the big boys in the American League. Let me put it a different way, because they're not competing with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees, but they can at least be a true professional baseball team. They're not the Rays and the Pirates and embarrassing aspects of this sport that kind of ruin the competitive balance that we see in other sports.
Vern, I want to bring this up because I used a comparison with Brett Veach and J.J. Piccolo, which I know, pump the brakes a little bit because J.J.'s yet to get his title or titles, but he addressed a problem that was an issue last year for the Royals this offseason. Everybody was like, well, where's the bat at? When are we going to get that bat? When are we get the leadoff hitter? I mean, obviously, I think right now the thing is that India is going to be the leadoff hitter, but the bullpen struggled, and not just the bullpen, but like the end of it, where like it needed to be important early on in the season. Will Smith blows a couple saves, goes to the office of the manager and says, hey, it ain't me, man. Somebody else got to do it throughout the season. What are they doing in the offseason? They went and got key free agents to patch up the end of that bullpen. Got to love that move going into this season and maybe what you think could be a 7-8-9 rotation.
Well, they certainly have improved the bullpen. It could be a top five bullpen in the American League, but I will say I think that's the only facet of the team that has clearly improved. Defensively, offensively, and on the mound, as far as starting pitching, I can make a case, but I can't vehemently defend the fact that this team has improved in the rotation offensively or defensively. They could be the same as they were last year, and in some aspects that would be perfectly fine if you get the same performance from your rotation. But I can't say that they've improved. Now, when you lose a guy like Brady Singer, you're losing 170 innings. Where are those frames coming from? Where are those quality frames, league average frames coming from? Well, you hope Michael Lorenzen can eat up 100 maybe. But then you look to that bullpen and all of the return of a Hunter Harvey, the full season of a Sam Long, the acquisition of a Carlos Estevez. Last season on the postgame show, I mentioned this to Q, we didn't have much debate on the postgame show about Q's decisions third time through the lineup, especially during the regular season, where, of course, you're going to let Reagans and Waka and Singer and Lugo go back out there and face the opposition's lineup for a third time. Now, when you have Urseg and Estevez and Harvey, and you have, again, maybe a top five bullpen in the American League, I think we're going to have a little bit more debate. Lugo's great. Reagans is even better. Waka's as professional as they come, but all three of them logged as many innings as they have in their career, or in Waka's case, the most innings he's put up since 2017. That's going to have some sort of carryover effect into this season. So in that sixth, seventh inning, when Lugo's on the hill at 101 pitches, instead of it being a no-brainer to let him continue to throw, you're going to the bullpen. And as far as how they stack up, Estevez is the highest paid, so you think he's going to get the first crack at the ninth inning. Lucas Urseg's going to be your fireman. He's going to face the middle of the lineup, whether that's the seventh inning, the eighth inning. Of course, he's going to get opportunities to close as well. And then whoever's pitching well at that time, it could be Zerpa, it could be Sam Long, Hunter Harvey, there's John Schreiber. There's plenty of options out there. I think that will be your the Herrera, the HDH aspect. But it's never going to be he's all the time in the seventh. We always see this guy in the eighth, and we always see this guy in the ninth. Those days have passed, and Q's, and you don't have HDH exactly. But Q's going to ride leverage just like he did last season.
So how do you feel about that, Vern? As a guy who's been around the game forever and a day, we get so used to the way things are, and then things change, and a lot of people have a tough time adjusting. Just listening to you kind of go through that bullpen, I love that. I think it's great, man. Like, I kind of like the way you're going to put your best versus their best. That's kind of the way it should be. What is your feeling on that, and kind of like the baseball purist feeling on that?
Yeah, listen, I think the reason, why it was always so regimented was because you wanted your closer to pick up the saves, because that's how, let me put it this way, relievers wanted the save because that's how they get paid. That was the statistic that a lot of front offices were looking at as to determine who's the best reliever, who's getting the ball in the ninth inning. Well, we've now advanced, we've evolved, and we understand that, giving Holland the ball in the ninth inning to face the 7, 8, 9 hitters for a bad team maybe isn't always the best decision when you're facing their only three quality hitters in the eighth inning. That's the opportunity to go to your big-name closer, your big-arm strikeout reliever. Baseball purists, I think they're even coming around because, again, it's all centered around the statistic of the save. And while, yes, I'll acknowledge, because I've heard from enough pitchers and hitters, that things are different in the ninth inning, that you are getting the most focus from every single batter in that ninth inning. No doubt about it. You can't just throw any schlub out there to face the 7, 8, 9 hitters of a bad team to pick up that save. But thankfully, the Royals have more than one option, right? They have 3, 4, hopefully 5 quality options. So when that's a possibility, when that's available for a guy like Matt Quatrero, he's going to pull the trigger. And I think the fans are starting to come around on that as well. The things that the purists are still maybe a little bit too focused on are, I still think batting average is not talked about too much, but that's the first thing that we go to when there are some other numbers that maybe tell a better story. But the save, I do think that the save is starting to go the way of the RBI, where we respect it, we understand what it says, and it does reflect of a quality player, but it's not the be-all, end-all that it was 20 years ago.
Vern, last three really quick. One, have you figured out what your same for this team is? I know every year it changes.
I have not.
Okay, so we got a while. Two, are you jacked up for this hockey game tonight?
Yes, although I think I'm on the radio at the same, like when it starts. So,
it starts at 7,
I'm not interested in the first period.
Okay.
Well, by the time they get through everything, it's 6:20 by the time the puck drops. So, yeah.
And then third and final, Hot Stove live in Arizona tonight. What's coming up on the show tonight at 6 p.m. on 96.5 The Fan Central Time?
Well, we're going to start starting off Annie Rogers from MLB.com. She's been out here for more than a week and a half. She's going to get us caught up on what we may have missed. And then a cavalcade of your favorite Royals swinging by this Thursday night and every Thursday night from 6 until 7 o'clock. I had a chance to talk with quite a few guys yesterday in that clubhouse, including Freddie Fermin, who, you know, if there's one submission for the best shape of his life, Freddie Fermin looks as strong as ever and has that positive attitude that he learned from Salvi decades ago. I can't wait to see what Freddie has in store for us.
I'm excited about him too, Vern. I really like him as a player. Anybody pulling rubber bands on a fence yet?
No, but I did put my right foot up on the fence and kind of leaned in.
Ooh.
You know that move.
Get a little like stretch going on. Right. I can feel it pulling in my hammy.
Vern?
You're lucky Andy Reid wasn't there. You got yelled at for leaning against the fence.
Yeah, well, this is baseball.
A lot of leaning.
That's right. That's right. Encouraged.
Vern, love you, brother. Enjoy talking to you again. Enjoy the weather in Arizona. We'll stay here in negative 10 degrees. That's not the wind chill that's degrees, but it's the hot stove tonight that's 100 degrees you're back.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset.
It is. That's right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll take care, Vern, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.